Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the final evening of our online Youth Gospel Mission. We thank you for joining with us this Friday evening, and if you've been joining with us every night this week, we especially thank you for tuning in. This evening, we will have Naomi McBride, who will be bringing a word of testimony. The Stripp family will be singing, and Reverend McMillan will be bringing the final word of our online Gospel Mission.
My name's Naomi. I had the privilege of being born into a Christian home and taught the Word of God from a very young age. I was faithfully sent along to church and Sunday school and the children's meeting every week, where I was told of my sin and my need of a Saviour. So at a very young age, I asked the Lord Jesus into my heart and professed faith in Him. When I got older and went to secondary school, the Lord greatly blessed me with a group of Christian friends. I'm so thankful to the Lord for this, because in so many ways I suffered less temptation to get involved in the things of the world, because none of my friends were getting involved in them either. Although throughout this time of my life, I had a very inconsistent walk with God. I didn't view my quiet time as an essential part of the day, and my relationship with God suffered for this. However, God convicted me of this and my need to get my heart and my life back on track with God. He really challenged me about the lack of development and growth I'd experienced since getting saved, and the need for self-discipline and setting aside time for God and His Word daily. I'm so thankful to the Lord for convicting me and challenging me about this, because having a true relationship with God and being able to come to Him with everything that's on my heart and mind is the greatest blessing and privilege. My favourite verse is 1 Peter 5 verse 7, and it says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." This verse has meant so much to me, and has meant even more to me recently, because it's a great reminder that no matter what is going on in life, good or bad, God is always there and He always cares and understands. Finally, the prayer for my life is that I will know God's will and be ready and willing for anything that God has planned for me. It says in Psalm 32 verse 8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye."
He wants to walk by your side. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you along to the broadcast again. To this, the final night, the final meeting of this special gospel mission. We do appreciate your presence. We're going to direct your thoughts this evening just to one verse of scripture in the book of Genesis. It's chapter 6 and the words of verse 3. Let me just read that verse to you. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Let's just seek the Lord together in prayer. Father, we bow in our weakness. We pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the fullness of your power. We want to ask thee to take up your word and use it. We pray that your word will have free course. We ask that it will be glorified. We ask that it will go forth with mighty power. You've said that it pleases thee by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And our cry, Father, is that you'll use all of these messages every night this week, that you'll use the broadcasts. We ask thee, Father, to use this mission to the saving of many precious souls. We ask you to encourage the youth fellowship here at Macrofelt. We thank you for their vision, their labours, and our earnest prayer is that you'll give them much fruit for all of their united labours together in the cause of the gospel. So hear our cries and come and grant us the touch of your spirit now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The part of that verse, Genesis 6 verse 3, that I want to emphasize to you, especially as these words, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." The theme I want you to consider with me for a few minutes is conviction of the spirit. Let me remind you that Noah lived in wicked times. In fact, it would be true to say that Noah lived in one of the most wicked times in all the history of this world of ours. Because of the sins of the people at that time, it brought the judgment of God down upon this world. And it brought the judgment of God down in the most singular, the most fearful manner, because God sent a universal flood upon the earth. And keep in mind that Noah's day is a picture of the end time. The day is just preceding the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means that Noah's day is a picture of the days in which we live. Do you remember what the Saviour taught? "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man." So it's clear Noah's day is a picture of the times in which we live. But as we consider and study those wicked days before the flood, God gives us great encouragement, because we learn for one thing that God was still speaking even in those wicked times. Our text opens with the words, "And the Lord said." So God was speaking. He was speaking to that wicked generation, and he was speaking to that wicked generation through his servant Noah, because remember, the Bible teaches that Noah was a preacher. He was a preacher of righteousness. So God was still speaking. But we're also told in this passage that God was still striving. He was striving in the hearts and lives of men and women by his Holy Spirit. The text says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." So let me point out, there's a great warning in those words, but there's also a great encouragement. And the great encouragement is that God was still speaking. He was still striving. God was still convicting. He was still working by the Holy Ghost, even in that very wicked day. So what that means is there's encouragement for us in those words. There's encouragement for us in the days in which we live, because they teach and they remind us that God is still striving, even in our day. God is still striving by His Spirit, even in the wicked times, even in the wicked society in which we live. God is still troubling people, and He's troubling them to consider their sin, to consider their need of Christ, their need of the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And that's what I want to impress upon your hearts. The conviction of the Spirit, the striving of the Holy Spirit in a person's heart and life. And maybe that's your condition today. Maybe as you listen to this message, as you listen to this broadcast, you're under conviction of sin. Well, if it is, there are some truths that we want you to consider very carefully. Let me emphasize, first of all, its necessity. If you think of the striving, the working of the Holy Spirit in your heart and life, as He convicts you of sin, as He warns you of your danger, as He reveals Christ as the only Savior, Christ as the only way of salvation, I want to stress to you that that work is necessary, that work is essential in God's plan of salvation. You ask, why is that? Well, it's for this reason, because it is the Spirit that awakens you. It is the Holy Spirit that brings you to new life in Christ. Remember that out of Christ, you're spiritually dead. Paul said in the book of Ephesians that we're dead in trespasses and in sins. That means that you have no spiritual life. And the only way to get life, the only way to get spiritual life, is by a birth. The reality, I want to stress to you, is that you need to be born again of the Holy Ghost. That is an imperative, it's a must, it's an absolute necessity. The Savior Himself said during His earthly ministry that you must be born again. It's not that you may be born again. It's not one of many ways to heaven. It's the only. You must be born again. So young people, let me stress to you, it's only the Holy Ghost that can produce that birth. It's only the Holy Spirit that can give you new life, that can give you spiritual life. So that's why the striving of the Spirit is a necessity. I want to say something to you as well about its mercy. Let me make it clear. If the Spirit of God is striving, if the Spirit of God is working in your heart today, that's a great mercy. That's a great mercy that you're experiencing, that you're receiving from the hand of God. You ask me, why is it a mercy? Well, because what it means is there's still hope for your soul. It means that you can still be saved. You can still be born again of the Holy Ghost. It means that God in His great mercy is still at work in your life. God is still speaking to you. God is still speaking to your heart. There are many people, and they fear, they believe, that they have committed the unpardonable sin, that fearful sin that can never be forgiven. But I want you to know that if the Spirit is still convicting you of sin, then you haven't committed the unpardonable sin, despite the many times that you have rejected the message of the gospel. You ask, how do I know that? How can we say that? Well, we can for this reason. When a person commits the unpardonable sin, the result of that is the Spirit stops. The Spirit stops striving. The Spirit stops convicting. So if you're troubled, if you're concerned today, we want you to know that that's a great mercy, because there is still hope for you. There's still hope for you to be saved. But let me warn you that you can't be saved when you want. You can't be saved when you like. You can't come to Christ in your own time. You can only be saved when the Spirit is working, when the Spirit is striving, when the Spirit is at work in your life. So that's the reason why you need to come to Christ now, without any further delay. while you still can and while you still have opportunity. Let me remind you of the great exhortation that's found in 2 Corinthians. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You need to come to Christ now, at this moment, while you still have opportunity. So the striving of the Spirit, it's a mercy. I want to say something too about its identity. Maybe you're asking, how do I know if the Spirit is working? How do I know if the Spirit is striving in my life? How can that be identified? Well, that's a good question. If you think of the word strive that's found in our text, it has the idea of a struggle that is going on, a great spiritual struggle. Remember when Stephen was preaching to the Jewish leaders, he declared, "Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost." That is something that cannot be explained. How a mere mortal can resist the working, the striving of the mighty Spirit of God. I cannot tell you how that is possible. But the Bible teaches that it does happen. And when you resist the Holy Ghost, there is a great spiritual struggle that is going on in your heart, that's going on in your soul. And you will be deeply troubled. You will be concerned about your soul. You will be afraid that you will be lost for all eternity. You will be afraid that your soul will go to hell. Your conscience will be quickened. Your conscience will accuse you. It will accuse you of your sin, your wrongdoing, your rejection of the gospel. You think of Felix. The scriptures tell us that he heard Paul preach. He heard Paul testify. He heard the gospel message. And the result was that he trembled. He was fearful about his spiritual condition before God. And if that is how you feel today, if that is your spiritual condition, then you can identify that as the striving of the Spirit of God. God is at work. God is at work in your life personally. And I pray that God will speak on in your heart, even to the saving of your soul. There's another thing I want you to see about the striving, the convicting of the Spirit. That is its persistency. Note the words at the end of the text. It says, yet his day shall be 120 years. That's a very significant statement. And it's a very significant statement for a number of reasons. For one thing, this is the verse in the Bible that teaches that it took Noah 120 years to build the ark. So I encourage you to note this verse, Genesis 6 verse 3, to note it for that reason. The Lord is saying here, judgment will not come immediately. God in his great mercy, God in his great grace, was going to wait before he would wipe out the world, before he would wipe out the earth. And he was going to wait a long time. He was going to wait for 120 years, for well over a century, longer than anyone lives today. And men and women, young people, that shows you how patient, how long-suffering God was with that sinful generation. Do you remember what Peter said of the days of Noah? He said, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, God suffered long with the wicked people before the flood. God gave them time. God gave them opportunity. He gave them time and opportunity to repent of their sins and come to him for salvation. The Spirit of God persisted in his strivings, and he spoke on, and he spoke on to those people. But the reality is, it has been the same for you. God has spoken to you. You'd have to acknowledge that. And God has spoken to you many, many times. Think of what Solomon said in the book of Proverbs. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Notice he says often reproved. You have been reproved and spoken to on many, many occasions. The reality is, God has been very patient, and He's been very patient with you. But still you're not saved. Still, you're not right with God. There's one other thing I want to emphasize here about the striving, the convicting of the Holy Spirit. That is, its finality. The text states, "My Spirit shall not always strive with man." So here is a warning. Here's a very solemn warning. And I want to urge you to consider it, to take it to heart this evening. The striving of the Spirit of God in your heart and life can end. It can cease. If you continue to resist the striving of the Holy Ghost, then one day it will be final. One day it will stop. And it will stop forever. Do you remember the words of the hymn writer? Listen to them carefully. O sinner, the Spirit is striving with thee. Maybe that's your condition as you listen to the broadcast this evening. O sinner, the Spirit is striving with thee. What if He should strive nevermore, but leave thee alone in thy darkness to dwell, in sight of the heavenly shore? Young people, how awful, how terrible that would be if the Spirit were to stop striving with you. You know, sometimes there are people who are no longer concerned for their soul. Once they were concerned, once they were troubled, once, like Felix, they trembled, once they were deeply concerned for their soul, but not anymore. That is no longer the case. Let me make it clear to you, that's a very solemn, that's a very serious thing. And it's solemn and serious for this reason, because it can indicate that God has given that person up. He has given them up to go on in their sin, to go on down the broad road, to go on to destruction, and to go on to hell. And now there's no hope. Now there's no hope for that person. No hope for their soul. And there's no hope for them to be saved. And the reality is this. If you continue on in your sin, if you continue on rejecting the invitation of the gospel, then you're in great danger of being in that condition as well. Let me just say to you in closing, on the great Niagara River, there is a sign that says, the point of no return. And once you pass that place, you pass that spot, there is no going back. There is no hope. There's no hope of being delivered, and there's no hope of being saved. And men and women, young people, let me warn you. There is a point of no return in your life, spiritually as well. And if you pass that place, if you pass that point, you can never be saved. You can never experience God's salvation. Regardless of how long you live afterwards, even if you live to be the age of Methuselah, regardless of how many gospel messages you hear. And that point of no return is when the Holy Spirit stops striving, when the Holy Spirit stops working in your heart and in your life. So young people, what we want to do is this. We want to urge you to get saved. Come to Christ. Know that it's well with your soul. Enjoy the experience of sins forgiven. We want to urge you to get saved, and we want to urge you to get saved today. Get saved without any further delay. At the close of this gospel mission, we want to urge you to come to Jesus Christ immediately for salvation. Before the Spirit stops speaking, and before the Spirit stops convicting in your heart and in your life. Conviction of the Holy Spirit. My Spirit shall not always strive with man. We pray you'll heed the warning of the Word of God and flee today to Jesus Christ for mercy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening tonight and throughout the week. And our prayer is that the Lord will use all of these broadcasts to the saving of your precious soul. God bless you all.
As we said, that is the final night of our online gospel mission, the final broadcast. So can we thank all the young people who took part, all the young people who testified and who brought pieces and song and who worked behind the scenes as well to make it possible. And can we also thank the Reverend Foster and the Reverend McMillan for preaching. As we said, that is our final night of our online gospel mission. We've heard the gospel clear and plain through testimony, through song and through the preaching of God's word every night this week. And if you're still not saved, it's our prayer and our desire that you would get saved. God's word tells us that his spirit shall not always strive with man. It also tells us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So if you do feel convicted of your sin, if you know that you need to be saved, then now is the time to get saved, this final night of our mission. And if you have got saved tonight or at any point this week, then please let us know. Our contact details are below, and if you want any more information or any more literature, we can't save you, but we can point you to the one who will save you, the Lord Jesus Christ. So get in touch with us in the details that are at the bottom of the screen now. And thank you again to everyone who has tuned in, and especially if you've been watching every night, we thank you. And we look forward to seeing all you young people at our youth fellowship again tomorrow night. Thank you.